Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hugh, it's time for a little congratulations in order here. Win number 300 this morning for the Hammer. Congratulations, Joe DeCamera. Hugh, give it up for Joe.
Attaboy. Come on, Hugh.
Come on.
Come on,
Hugh. Marcali got to win number 300.
Congrats.
Do you not... Are you not impressed by the Hammer?
No, not really. I'm not impressed by it.
Oh. What do you mean?
Yeah, congratulations to him.
300 wins? That's a lot of wins. I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
I guess.
The one. So it was a big morning for the Hammer.
Do you have 300 wins at anything?
No. It's the way you do.
I think I've had over 300 hell dives, though.
No. I mean, come on.
Mm-mm. Killed a lot of aliens in Destiny.
That's not the same.
Killed a lot of, Cabal. In Destiny. It's about the same.
It's not quite the same.
Let me check out how many kills.
Go ahead. You do that. Congratulations, Joe DeCamera. Win number 300 to beat the Hammer this morning. They had Lefty on afterwards as a fellow 300-game winner. So a couple things hit me this morning as I was listening to Beat the Hammer. One, congratulations to Joe. That is an enormous amount of victories in trivia on Friday mornings. But second, Joe is going to be the last 300-game winner. I'm telling you right now, that's it. There's no more. Because he was comparing himself to 300-game winners in baseball, pitchers. We're never getting another one. The closest guy is Justin Verlander. He's at 266.
Mm-hmm.
He's 34 wins away. He's had 9 combined wins the last 2 years. He's 42. He's cooked. Kershaw is retiring. He retires 77 away. Nobody else is even close. When you look at the guys that are over 30 that have 100 wins, or at least like the youngest 30-ish-year-olds, Aaron Nola is one of them, and he's like 181 wins away. No one's ever getting to 300 again.
Yeah,
Joe DeCamera is the final 300-game winner.
Wow. Does that really count? We just said.
Well, they had Lefty on this morning. They were talking about Maddux and Clemens and DeCamera.
I'm saying we just talked about how he might get whooped by Stoney.
Yeah,
Stoney probably got him by about 20 years, and we gonna tout him.
That's different though, man.
I mean, is it?
Yeah. You beat up on Dan Cable, Willie Rofe teabagged
it. It's not the same.
It is. It is, actually.
You don't want one of them in
I kind of. I feel like I kind of got you there. I'm not going to lie.
The Willie Rofe thing is so good.
Wait a minute. We can say teabag on there?
I think we weren't supposed to, but we did it again. All right. 215-592-9494. Congratulations, Joe DeCamera.
It's just something you put in tea, guys. Okay.
You could have just said, congratulations, Joe Hugh, and we would have moved on.
I wasn't impressed. I was not impressed.
Wait, hold on. Are you asserting that Joe has gotten a 300 wins beating up on tomato cans?
Tomato cans.
Wow.
I'm not impressed with that. Have you heard some of them? Some of them he struggled through.
I know.
Is this an official challenge?
I don't want to do Beat the Hammer.
I would love Hugh on Beat the Hammer. What if it was Hugh versus the Camera for Hugh Douglas trivia? That would be good.
That would be bad because I don't even know Hugh Douglas.
I think he'd cook you, if I'm being honest.
I agree.
No, he knows a lot. Shout out to Joe because he has a lot of sports knowledge.
Especially
about that.
Late 80s, early 90s sports knowledge.
I think we did do Hugh Douglas trivia on our show today, and Hugh did terribly.
You talking about what I do? Come on,
we threw a lot of Hugh. It was for a giveaway one day. We did a lot of Hugh Douglas trivia.
Yeah, I still have. I have a bunch of written down still.
And you were a disaster.
I can give them to.
Yeah, I am.
I can give them to Seltzer. All right, we should set that up.
I am, because when you asked me about Dan Campbell, I was like, who? I was like, oh, that guy? No.
That guy that you blocked into, you pushed into oblivion? Yeah. All right.
I think we just got a formal challenge.
I would love it. Mm-hmm. The camera hammer, versus Douglas.
I would fold my arms and I would laugh at him.
What's the worst that happens? You get smoked?
I probably will, but I wouldn't care. I mean, because I don't really, you know, he has a lot of sports knowledge. He don't know that much about movies, though.
He seems to think he does. Yeah. I mean, Seltzer's the movie guy in that show.
But you beat him in, they do Pop Culture Beat the Hammer.
How about Useless Information? I got a lot of that.
Yeah. You have almost like too much of it.
So much of that, dude.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of useless information.
Okay, here we go. Yep.
Do you know that the house cleaning Olympics was this week?
I did not.
I think they wrapped up today in Vegas.
What does that mean? You get judged on how it looks?
No, I am not joking.
Or how quickly you clean it.
You get judged on how fast you make a bed. And they have what's that thing called? The vacuum obstacle course.
Vacuum obstacle.
And window cleaning. Like, you think I'm lying?
No, I
was like, dang, if I'd have had a chance, if I'd have known about it, I probably would have went.
Wait, yeah, I got to tell you delivered. That's so useless.
Yeah, I mean, but but I was just thinking because that's pretty cool. Like,
Are you good at it? You say you'd
no,
enter.
But I'm saying I wanted to go see the house cleaning Olympics.
You want to go and watch people vacuum?
Well, it's the house cleaning Olympics.
Oh, I'm
like
they're
do
mopping.
It for time. They do everything for time.
I'm watching a video of this. This guy's
like,
making.
Look,
I'm watching a dude make a bed. This is ridiculous. All right, 215-592-9490.
How's he doing? Is he kicking ass?
He's made a few beds.
I tell you what, I would love to see. I would love to see the time that whomever folded a fitted sheet. Nobody's figured that out yet. Listen, my aunt.
She could do
God rest her soul. She used to fold a fitted sheet. She folded the hell out of a fitted sheet.
She was the one.
She was the one. She's the one. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And it was precise folding of the fitted sheet.
It's a shame she missed out on these Olympics.
She would have won.
You could have a ring in the family.
No, I'm just saying.
Quickly, before we move off this, because we really should. Do you guys make your bed each morning or you let it be?
I've started back making my bed.
I make the bed every morning. Kyle?
Yeah.
I just think you need to start the day making the bed.
I sleep under a weighted blanket.
So and the fan, we all heard.
The wind tunnel. Yeah. I like to call it a wind tunnel.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We good?
Yeah, we good.
We square. All right. We good. Is it Quaz or Quaz?
Quaz.
Quaz in Philly. Quaz, what's up, man?
Oh, wow.
What's up, fellas? Hey, you know what? And the crazy part about it, I was a janitor for 15 years. I actually quoted on ESPN The 8, The Ocho.
So you could have entered this. You could have been in.
I could have been in there.
That's awesome.
They was holding it back in the day.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to keep it Dougie real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it Dougie because, Joe, I've wanted to fight you all week long.
What are we fighting about? I can't wait.
Because you're putting out all that toxic female energy. Let me explain.
Go ahead. You explain. I'll let you have the floor.
Let me break it down for you.
I got you.
Toxic female energy around the way is when some shorty be dealing with two bulls from the same clique, and they find out about each other. She drive them into something. One get killed. One go to jail for the rest of his life. We all can sit back and say, yeah, that was some toxic female energy. She pitted two men against each other. Right?
Okay.
I've been listening to you all week long talk about who these comments, which are nothing burgers at all. Literally nothing burgers. Who are they offending? Then you keep reaching for straws. Well, how do you think Devontae will feel? Y'all, Devontae, the one who said after his first year, we need a number one receiver around here. Well, how do you think Hurts feel? Well, guess what? That's his baby stepdad or whatever, his godfather or something. And you know what? And I'm like, yo, why are you trying to break up a clique? And everybody with two pairs of eyes can tell you.
Quiet. All right, Quaz. No, absolutely not, first of all, because the Philadelphia Eagles coaches, led by a head coach who won the Super Bowl last year, do not think what you think. Right, because otherwise he'd get more targets. So the idea that anyone with eyes would say this, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo all have eyes last time I checked, and AJ doesn't get 10 targets. So first of all, anyone with eyes is an exaggeration. Second thing we need to unpack here with all this is you say, I'm trying to divide, right? I'm trying to divide.
Oh my God, you spent all week doing it.
Hold on. I don't know if you saw the video or you just heard all the cuts and all the audio. But when A.J. Brown played his Twitch video game the other night, right, and he was having fun, he's talking to his friend, and he's talking about how it's a bleep show here. Did you notice when the stats were on the screen, The stats for AJ Brown and Devontae Smith as we talk about clicks and everyone's in it together. Did you notice those stats?
But do you know?
Hold on. It was a yes or no. Did you notice the stats?
No, I never even downloaded Twitch.
I don't have it either. Time out. I don't. Again. Again. Hold on. As I try to divide in the game, AJ Brown gave himself all the catches and Devontae Smith zero of the catches. Quaz, I'm not the one trying to divide. AJ Brown is the one that constantly talks about himself, not the team. Himself.
But don't we know how to deal with a diva receiver around here now? Don't we know? Don't we have enough experience as a media and a fan base to know? Just let him talk. Just let him talk. You want to set up a diva receiver, you throw him the ball. It's real simple.
So he's above the team.
Dog, he shows you in the second half when him and Jalen went rogue and won the game because Petula plays weren't working. He does have it. And you're still sitting here questioning.
Is he above the team, Quaz?
What do you say?
Is he above the team? Is his happiness above the team?
First of all, grown men don't care. That's what I'm trying to get to you.
Quaz, you're a grown man. You seem to care. Why should I care?
No, I care about the fact that he owns so much bread.
Calm down. Quaz, can I ask you a question?
Please do. Please, thank you, brother.
Did you hear what AJ said on the Twitch stream?
You know what? I didn't hear it until y'all brought it to my attention.
Simple yes, no. Then I did hear it, and I almost laughed because he tried to restrain himself. Quaz. It's hard to have a conversation when you're doing all the talking, brother, for real. And, you know, we're trying to let you get your point across, but I asked a question and you didn't answer. Did you hear?
I did. Y'all played it. I heard it when y'all played it.
So what?
The first time I heard it, I laughed. Don't even worry about it.
He got it. I mean, the Quaz and Philly show. You got it, Quaz. You got it. I don't know what to say, Kyle.
Quaz, I got one last question, then we can move on.
He could get much worse. Y'all know he could be much worse if he's going to be a real disruptor.
Okay.
He could be way worse. Y'all is really coming at this little stuff like it's something big.
Dude, you are delusional.
Quaz, have you thought, let me ask you this, have you thought maybe he could just shut up? Has that ever crossed your mind?
Oh, shut up and dribble again.
No, shut up. No. Hold on. We don't have to go there. Just shut up. Like, does he have to talk all the time?
Whoa. If social media was popping back when Hugh and TNO were
No, that's not the question I asked
around,
you. No, hold on. There are 53 players on the team. How many of those 53 held an 8-minute press conference to talk about what they said on a stream? How many, Quaz? No. How many? One. Quaz, shut up. Now you shut up. We can't do this thing where one guy puts himself above the team and then you get sensitive when everyone talks about that one guy. Nobody else had anything to say this week. They won a game. They had won their biggest game of the year. And he went on there, and there was actually even more stuff we found where the other janky guy was talking about, or the stream and the chat was talking about firing Petula, and he's giggling as the whole thing is happening. One guy puts himself above the team. He's made a mockery of the week because he's dying for attention. Maybe it's some psychological problem the kid has from when he was young. I don't know. It was an interesting Athletic article a couple weeks ago that you might want to go read about his upbringing and his dad, and that maybe there's a lot going on with A.J. Brown. But I know this. He makes himself the story every single week. So do not come at everyone for talking about the story. Why don't you go talk about the person who's creating the story, Quaz? You're upset because you don't want to face reality. He is a selfish player. He told you after the Super Bowl. Dominating his matchup is what matters to him, Quaz. He told you. You can ignore it. You can laugh. I can tell you this. He's very unlikely to be on the team next year because this isn't the way the Eagles approach things. Jalen Hurts, a team guy. Devontae Smith's a team guy. Do we ever call them selfish? No, because they don't do stuff like this. Quaz, I'll let you finish if you want to.
No, I think he finished.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You good?
Oh, I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to let you finish.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, I don't want to bang over this no more. Listen, I know it's not right. What I'm saying is diva behavior, and all I'm saying is, you guys are killing me with it, because it really was this him saying the obvious truth. Because if anybody else was saying, yo, don't play with them, don't play with AJ, you would have a problem with it. Y'all act like they can't detach themselves and live life as a fan. You know most of them play Fantasy League anyway. They be playing video games with their names and people that they like.
No. He's not a fan. He's a captain. He's a captain of the Eagles. Are you kidding me? He could go out there and talk like a fan? Quaz, what if he comes out after the game and says Kevin Petullo sucks?
Wait, hold on.
I'm a fan. You're a fan, Quaz. Sometimes we watch the game and we say the coordinator sucks. What if AJ goes on the microphone after the game and says Kevin Petullo stinks? He should be fired. Is that cool, Quaz?
That's when you're dragging for the week.
I got you.
Right now, what I'm saying, D.I. asked me to come up with would you rather?
Yeah, would you rather?
Okay. All right. Say, we came up with this incredible quarterback sneak, which is runner assisted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather call it the brotherly shove, or would you rather call it the tushy push?
Oh, like if we go back in time, Quaz. I like that we ended our call on the same page. Quaz, appreciate your passion. Nice, Quaz, I love you, man.
Crazy,
all right, if we can go back in time, what would we do? Tush push or brotherly shove?
Tush push.
I like tush push.
Yeah, I still like tush push.
Tush push.
Brotherly shove feels forced.
It does. Didn't we find out the players had a different name that we don't know about?
Snoopy.
Yeah. That didn't catch on.
No.
That's their thing.
I wonder why.
You think Jalen just goes to the huddle and says Snoopy, and that's why the huddle's so short?
Maybe.
I would think he does.
That's a terrible name for it, by the way.
The Snoopy?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know what the correlation to Snoopy is. Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
All right, I need to calm down. Let's grab John, and then we could get to guess the takes. What's up, John? John?
Probably went to sleep.
Oh, this is good.
Well, how's he sleeping? I mean, we've been screaming at each other for a few minutes. All right, let's go to Frank, who's up on WIP. What's up, Frank?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Frank.
Nice job there, Joe. So I'm ex-Army. I was medically retired from the Army, and I struggled with PTSD. But I still had to control myself and my behavior. So I appreciate you saying that, you know, A.J. Brown should control his behavior. I do. I love him. I think he's a great player. But, you know, he should control himself.
He has to, Frank. And I understand it's probably hard and he's a competitor. But, like, he's also – I keep saying it this week because I just think it's important. He's a captain. He's supposed to be one of the, you know, whatever they have, seven or eight guys that are above everything. They're supposed to lead the team. Like, they are the spokesperson. They are the best players. They are the leaders. And this isn't captain behavior.
I know, and I spent $130 on his jersey. I don't want him to go either. But I heard that Jeff Lurie was talking to him for about 45 minutes yesterday at the practice field. That's not good. I mean, maybe it's good. I mean, you could tell me, but I think something serious was happening in that conversation.
Speculation.
45 minutes would be a long time. It really would be. Frank, what are you feeling about the game
was
on Sunday?
Was it 45 minutes? Well,
when Frank
they had to go to practice.
Well, Frank Hurd.
So here's okay. what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that the Eagles are going to win. And, Q, I wanted to ask you this. You deserve to win a Super Bowl. You are a great player. And I'm so sad that we never won back then. How would you feel if you won the Super Bowl and the next year all you heard was these cats – who lost by 2 touchdowns to the team that you blew out by 4, saying, oh, if they'd seen us, you know, we would have put them in their place. And, like, the Lions have talked all year long, and yeah. I promise you the Eagles have heard.
Yeah, they have. But the thing is this, and I'm not saying that the Eagles aren't mm-hmm. – this is probably the best team the Eagles are going to face.
No doubt.
But when you talk about their sole focus all week long mm-hmm. has been – us, right?
Yep.
We've been talking about this, and they've been talking about this A.J. Brown situation all week. Not saying that they're not focused. That's yep. not what I'm saying. But okay. it's a little different when you have to, yep. you know, when you're trying to lock into a game and say, hey, what do you think about A.J.'s quotes? Or, hey, what do you think about what A.J. mm. said? Because I heard Jordan Mailata say the other day, he talked about yep. how, you know, he would be the 15th person to go yep. up to KP and try to get AJ involved in this offense. So it's no need for him to say that. Bottom line, this is going to be a good game. But I just think that the Detroit Lions are going to squeak past the Eagles.
Well, I respectfully disagree with you. I still love you.
Still love you too, man. And thank you for your service, man. Thank you for your service.
Good phone call, Frank. We appreciate your call and being part of the show. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up today, Midday Show account. Do you expect the Eagles to win on Sunday night? Yes at 73%, no at 27%. And then how about this? How tight this poll is? If it were up to you, who would get more targets on Sunday? A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, who do you think is winning this poll?
AJ, 55%.
AJ, 51.8% compared to Devontae, 48.2%. That's about as close as you can get. Very close to a 50-50. We shall see. All right, can we get to guess the takes here? Let's see what we are guessing. Everyone is talking about come Monday.
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, Hugh Douglas, what do we got in the notepad?
Why we always had to have me go first, knowing how hard it is for me to get
you nailed
right.
this one. You had yeah, a good I got one this morning.
Mike Kafka.
away we go.
Mike Kafka deserves to be the head coach.
Of the New York
of
Giants?
New York Giants.
Former
My
Eagle.
Teammate. Yeah. Former Eagle.
Does that kind I'm reading between the lines of the take. That would probably mean the Giants beat the Packers on Sunday,
yeah.
right? Like if
that, yeah,
that's the take.
Well, yeah, that's the take. Yeah, he's going to beat the Packers, and he deserves to be the head coach.
I think he's starting Jameis Winston, so he wins with Jameis. Maybe that is the buzz. Mike Kafka, former Eagle, interim head coach of the New York Giants. All right, my guess the take is this. I think this is the week where people start to see the truth about some young quarterbacks. Hugh, how long do you give a young quarterback before you start to say he's got it or he doesn't?
4 games.
Well, we're well past 4 games for Bryce Young, for Michael Penix. Like, there's a bunch of young quarterbacks that have played now for like a year plus mm-hmm. that are just like, I don't know if they got it. And I think this is the week people start to realize Penix, Bryce Young, maybe Bo Nix, even though he's on a good team, he's not played well, right? Like, this is one of those.
I didn't think that's the route you were going.
I think
okay.
this is the week where if the young quarterback doesn't start to show it. You got to just say he can't play. That Bryce Young, Michael Penix game, that feels like the bust bowl as one of those two is going to wash out of the NFL as a starter. All right, Kyle, what do you got for a guest to take?
Do not write the obituary for the Cincinnati Bengals just yet.
Uh-oh.
After
Joey
they
B,
take
Joey
down
B
the Steelers, back? Joey B's coming back for Uh-oh. Thanksgiving to play the Baltimore Ravens.
They're in Baltimore Thanksgiving. It's a big one.
And, man, watch out. For them to win that AFC North.
It actually would make that game a little more compelling. Because a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh my goodness, Ravens-Bengals on Thanksgiving. Like, you know, two teams, one team that's probably going to run away with the division, one team not good. If the Bengals get back in it, that does make that game slightly more compelling here. Bruce in D.C., last time we checked on him, he was in a meeting. Hey, Bruce.
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew, how's it going?
Bruce, what's up?
Hey, sorry about that. You know, I got hit in with a drive-by. Meeting right quick. But look, before I get started, since I'm deemed as a little important, I would like Hugh to address me as Mr. Bruce.
Well, you seem like you have an important job, so that wouldn't bother me as much as the other dude Teddy trying to get me to call him Mister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I was dying laughing. He said, "Right, he didn't detect the frustration in your voice. You were getting ready to get him, and then
you
had
to pull that back.
My name is Mister Teddy. I was dying laughing. Oh my God, I couldn't forget that. But anyway, about this take on Sunday, if the Eagles were smart, because I'm so tired of talking about this A.J. Brown thing, it's consumed all of our energy for most of this week. But I'm going to tell you, here's the reason why the Eagles are going to win, they're going to win the game, right? Mm-hmm. And I take you back, I don't know, did you all look at the Minnesota Vikings-Detroit game? I watched that game.
Yeah, the Vikings beat them in Detroit, yeah.
I watched that game, and it was two things that they did. Because they have a pretty decent defense. A lot of people say, no, they do. They stopped the run. They bottled the run up, and what they did, they were up like two scores or something like that, and they got Goff to start moving his feet and put them into more of a passing situation than running. So if the Eagles defense will simply be able to do that, then we're gonna definitely win the game. And I just think on the offensive side, their backfield is trash. So I'm hoping
Bruce, who backfield trash?
No, the defense.
All
I heard was backfield.
Branch is a good player. Branch could play. Now their corner's a little suspect, but the safeties could play.
Right. But their linebackers are not really that good in defending in space. And the thing is that the Eagles have got to take advantage of the middle. This is one of those things about AJ and the OC. They have to take. If they take advantage of the, at least exploit it a little bit more. We're going to have a double score game. I really do.
Ooh, I like that. All right, Bruce, what do you got for us for a would you rather?
Okay, so Hugh, this is back on you again. This is in honor of you and your love for Buc-ee's. So my question would be, would you rather have beaver buck teeth or no teeth at all? And, that's based on some of the, the fans that, people that come through Buc-ee's, they don't have teeth.
So. Beaver buck teeth or no teeth at all, Hugh?
Hey, listen,
Bruce?
As much as I've already paid for my grill, I got to go to the dentist Monday. I'm going to go ahead and have those teeth.
Yeah.
They'll be
you put a lot of work in for your teeth.
Yeah, I did. And I like teeth. Teeth are as an older man. No, seriously. Because as an older man, mm-hmm. when you especially in this dating realm that I'm trying to be in, that's the first thing
you
that
need
I look
teeth.
At.
You need teeth.
But no, I you look at, because when you look at a person's teeth, you can tell a lot about them. Like hygiene stuff. Like if you got, if your teeth look like a rake or something like that, you ain't really probably taking care of your mouth like you want to. You need to. I mean, seriously.
Bro,
no, it's and it's not me being snobbish, because I'm pretty sure women, when they see men, they probably look at their shoes or their hygiene and things of that nature.
You think shoes before teeth for men?
I think women look at men's shoes. Hmm. That's what I was told back in the day. I heard that women like to look at the shoes.
Not socks, like for Zach Vaughn?
Well, yeah, the socks are, the socks are. I heard they like Kith socks. I guess Kith is a brand.
I don't know about them.
Me neither. I'm a little.
We're learning together. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll decide today's winner. Check in with you people. Phone calls and a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Lions. Plus, pretty sure one of our coworkers here is far from okay after some events yesterday. We'll unpack those and hopefully wishing the best of health to one of our coworkers. That is up next. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.